Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Manoj Singh Rana with the world news. The headlines. Many people fear dead and about 100 injured in fire at ski resort bar in Switzerland. India-Australia Economic Cooperation and Trade Agreement comes into effect, granting duty-free access to all Indian exports in Australia. 24 people killed in a Ukrainian drone attack in the Kherson region. India and Pakistan exchange lists of nuclear installations and prisoners. And Bulgaria adopts euro as its national currency. In Switzerland, many people are feared dead and more than 100 injured after an explosion and fire ripped through the La Constellation bar in Crans-Montana ski resort in Valais-Canton on New Year's Eve. The police said the seriously injured were taken to hospitals in Sion and other cities, while rescue teams, helicopters and ambulances rushed to the scene. Authorities said an investigation is underway to determine the cause of the explosion, but an attack has been ruled out. Hospitals are operating at full capacity with helicopters and ambulances, including some from abroad, assisting in evacuations. Swiss President Guy Pabmia postponed his New Year's address and expressed condolences to victims and their families. The India-Australia Economic Cooperation and Trade Agreement, ECTA, has come into effect, granting all Indian exports a duty-free access in the Australian market. We have a report.
Under the agreement, 100% of Indian tariff lines are getting duty-free access, benefiting key sectors like gems and jewellery, textiles, leather, footwear, furniture, food products, engineering goods, medical devices and automobiles. India in turn is offering preferential access on over 70% of tariff lines to Australia, mainly covering raw materials and intermediates like coal, mineral ores and wine. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal had announced this on the third anniversary of the India-Australia Economic Cooperation and Trade Agreement on 29th of last month. The move is expected to further boost India's exports, strengthen bilateral trade and deepen economic ties between the two countries. Tripti Shivastav, World News.
24 people were killed and more than 50 injured after three Ukrainian drones struck a cafe and a hotel in the Kherson region last night. The attack occurred while people were celebrating the New Year. Kherson Governor Vladimir Saldo told the media that Ukraine launched a targeted drone strike on a site where civilians had gathered to mark the New Year. According to him, three unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs, hit a cafe and a hotel on the Black Sea coast in the village of Korli. In a statement, the Russian Defense Ministry said that Russian air defense systems intercepted and destroyed 168 Ukrainian UAVs across multiple regions during New Year's night. Several airports in southern and central Russia were closed for hours due to the threat of drone attacks. The U.S. military struck two boats it alleged were carrying drugs, killing five people on board. However, the U.S. Southern Command did not disclose where the latest strikes took place. The strike came a day after the United States targeted what it said were three narco-trafficking vessels traveling as a convoy, killing at least three people. The Trump administration has characterized the operations as a non-international armed conflict with alleged traffickers. However, legal experts have warned that the strikes may violate the laws governing such conflicts. In total, more than 30 strikes have been carried out against vessels under what the Trump administration has described as its war on drugs. According to media reports, more than 110 people have been killed since the U.S. conducted its first attack on a boat in international waters on September the 2nd. Indian origin Zoran Mamdani was sworn in as the mayor of New York City today in a historic ceremony held at the old City Hall subway station in Manhattan. Mamdani, a Democrat, took the oath of office this morning. Mamdani is the first mayor of South Asian descent, the first born in Africa, and at the age of 34, he became the youngest mayor in generations. During a high-profile election campaign that made affordability a key issue, Mamdani pledged transformative reforms aimed at easing the cost of living in one of the world's most expensive cities. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. You're listening to the World News. Bulgaria joined the Eurozone and adopted the euro as its official currency on New Year's Day, becoming the 21st member of the euro area. To ensure a smooth transition, the Bulgarian lev will remain in circulation alongside the euro throughout January. From February the 1st, the euro will become the country's sole legal tender. Accession to the eurozone has been a key priority for the Bulgarian government since the country joined the European Union in 2007. The eurozone was established with the official launch of the euro on January the 1st, 1999, in 11 countries, including France, Germany and Austria. Currently, six of the EU's 27 member countries, Sweden, Poland, the Czech Republic, Hungary, Romania and Denmark, have not yet adopted the euro. India and Pakistan today exchanged lists of nuclear installations and facilities covered under the agreement on the prohibition of attacks against nuclear installations and facilities, as well as lists of civilian prisoners and fishermen in each other's custody through diplomatic channels. A report.
The exchange of the nuclear installations list took place simultaneously in New Delhi and Islamabad. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said that under the agreement, both countries inform each other of the nuclear installations and facilities on January 1st every year. The agreement was signed on December 31st, 1988 and entered into force on January 27th, 1991. This marked the 35th consecutive exchange of such lists between the two countries. Separately, India and Pakistan also exchanged lists of civilian prisoners and fishermen held in each other's custody. The MEA said India shared details of 391 civilian prisoners and 33 fishermen in its custody who are Pakistani or believed to be Pakistani. Pakistan, in turn, shared details of 58 civilian prisoners and 199 fishermen in its custody who are Indian or believed to be Indian. Nishit Kumar for World News.
In Pakistan, at least 14 passengers were killed and 16 others injured in a head-on collision between a bus and a van in the Punjab province yesterday. Authorities told the media that the bus was carrying players from the University of Veterinary and Animal Sciences to Lahore to participate in a sports event when it collided with a van in Chang district. The season's first heavy rains and snowfall triggered flash floods in several areas of Afghanistan over the past 3 days, killing 17 people and injuring 11 others, a spokesman for Afghanistan's National Disaster Management Authority said today. Hafiz Mohammed Yusuf Hamad, a spokesman for the authority, said severe weather impacted around 1,800 families across central, northern, southern and western regions of the country. A member of Iran's security forces was killed during fourth consecutive day of protests across the country last night. The demonstrations were sparked by a record fall in the national currency against the US dollar, triggering widespread public anger. Iran's state media reported today that the person killed was a member of the paramilitary Basij militia, which is regularly deployed to suppress unrest. The second edition of the joint military exercise Desert Cyclone between the Indian Army and the UAE Land Forces concluded with a closing ceremony at Al Hamra Training City in Abu Dhabi on December the 30th, marking the successful completion of nearly 2 weeks of intensive bilateral training. The exercise ran from December 18th to 30th, 2025, and reaffirmed the deepening defence partnership between the two nations. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Many people fear dead and about 100 injured in fire at ski resort bar in Switzerland. India-Australia Economic Cooperation and Trade Agreement comes into effect, granting duty-free access to all Indian exports in Australia. 24 people killed in a Ukrainian drone attack in the Kherson region. India and Pakistan exchanged lists of nuclear installations and prisoners. And Bulgaria adopts euro as its national currency. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.